Greetings, I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. You might remember the adage, if you want friends, be friendly. I wonder how many of you in leadership roles are considered friendly, and if you consider yourself friendly. It may sound like a couple of awkward questions, but in essence, your responses may give some clues regarding your level of effectiveness leading people. Years ago, I worked for a truly friendly leader. Eli Barkat was a founding partner of BRM, a funding source for startups and early-stage tech companies operating out of both Israel and the States. Eli had a seemingly permanent slight smile on his lips, accompanied by inquisitive but welcoming eyes. Each time I would encounter him, he'd jump up from his desk, come around the end with a full smile and a warm greeting, followed by a sincere handshake. He always asked about my family, what I had been up to, and what I'd experienced since our last meeting. His interest was sincere, never perfunctory. He was genuinely friendly, and so I counted him a friend. His friendliness was compelling, his leadership unquestioned. There's a subtle but clear distinction between friendliness and the quiet professional line of leadership respect. Though I counted Eli a friend, I never questioned nor doubted his unwavering commitment to lead the firm, take charge when necessary, and stride into difficulties when needed. People love following leaders who are confident, intelligent, visionary, but when they are also friendly, it's the proverbial cherry on top. People love to follow leaders who are friendly, welcoming, approachable, and relational. What often inhibits leaders being friendly are a few themes. Firstly, they have a false idea that to be friendly to those they're leading will send a message of pandering for loyalty. They have this aberrant concept that professional distancing is, well, professional, and friendliness is personal and ne'er the twain shall meet. Secondly, the theme of self-confidence comes to the fore. Frankly, many leaders have little self-confidence, especially when it comes to interpersonal exchange. They can plan well, assign well, mandate well, and speak well, but interpersonal friendly chit-chat sometimes erodes their confidence and they fall flat. Thirdly, is a matter of out-of-whack priorities. Many leaders just don't take the time to meaningfully and personally engage with the organizations they're leading. If we were given access to their calendars, we would see how little time is given to connecting on a personal level with the talent that makes it happen day in and day out. That's a priority problem. On that point, I encountered a senior-most leader over the past few years who was feeling out of touch with the organization. Don't get me wrong, they were in meetings, making speeches, greeting people in the hallways coming and going from one meeting to another, but truly connecting with the organization and having an accurate pulse on how all were doing, well, that was what was missing altogether. When asked for advice on the matter, I responded that if he took 1 hour each week to wander the various areas of the building where people were, stopping by their workstations, asking how they were, perhaps how their family was, communicating friendliness, confidence, and interest, he would, over a few weeks, be back in touch to a greater degree than before with the organization. The calendar would tell the tale. The value of friendliness in leadership may not be evident at first blush, but the seeds it sows will yield a bumper crop of organizational loyalty, commitment, and drive ongoingly. Are you the leader who expresses true interest in others, who goes out of your way to connect with another, who has the confidence to just be yourself, allowing others to see that and relax? What kind of leader are you? Until next time, I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.